Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal.
They're opening up.
Well, you know, I mean, yes, we are opening up locally. Other countries have been opening up at different paces. I think there's lots to learn. There's some frustrations. It's going to be bumpy, right?
We're testing.
But we're testing.
That's what this is. This is not that we've got a plan and it's going to be great. It's a test. And what the province did by opening up the economy in places like Edmonton and not in Calgary was purely because they're looking at the availability within the healthcare system.
Yep.
And we've had a conversation with a mutual friend of ours who's in the ICU side of things, and the doctor was saying, you know, things are looking good right now.
Yeah, the efforts we put in are good. It's dynamic. The situation, we've been talking about this for a while, whether we're opening our local economy, the national economies, different countries, it's all going to be done differently. Everybody has different ideas. The good news about that is there's going to be mistakes made all over the place, and we get to all learn from it. So it's not to say we don't make mistakes locally, but we get to learn from other people's mistakes and do that. So we're going down that path now. That's what we know.
You know, Dave, I want to have a conversation with you about where things are headed in the markets, because the markets were quite kind of wonky, meaning we started seeing some pullback.
Well, it's a different phase, right? I'm not sure it's wonky, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Okay? Because I think that there's some rationale behind what's going on. But we need to understand the different phases, right? It's dynamic. What do you expect?
Yeah.
What do you expect when we get into receiving the bad news that we were anticipating? Anticipating it is one thing, seeing it is another thing. We'll talk about that in a minute, but stick around in a minute. We've got a great show lined up today. I'll get to the market stuff in a minute.
Isolation is going to be here for a while.
For a while.
It's not like we can just open up the economy, everybody can go out and do their own thing.
Correct.
So there are a lot of people who are isolated that may need some help.
Yep.
Some tools.
Yep.
And so, you know, if you have loved ones that are struggling with social isolation. Which we both do.
Right.
There's an app for that.
Yeah. Well, technology we talk about, that's right. There's an app, and technology continues to play a role in the solution.
And more people are willing to use technology now than ever before.
Ever before. Got it.
So let's talk about that. So we've got members from a local Calgary app developer who has a program that's making a difference in the lives of local seniors.
Yep.
And we also have some research, my friend.
Well, there's long-term research on aging, and we do these reports every once in a while and keep abreast of that stuff. But, of course, there's a new crinkle in this, and that's COVID. How is that affecting, or what are we going to see in the data on the long-term aging? So it's interesting. You want to stick around for that. And then the last thing we're going to talk about, my friend, at the end of the show, and I want people to stick around for this, is we've had a ton of questions about all the debt that's being created. And how is this going to affect our taxes?
Yeah, and we had a guest last week who was telling us that, you know, the U.S. can have more maneuverability with their debt. Canada, not so much.
Right.
So what do we do about that?
Right.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, how do you plan for that, right? How do you protect yourself against it? Stick around for that. Okay, let's talk about the word wonky in the markets. Because I'm sure that's how people were experiencing it.
Yeah, I think when we look at what happened this week, the markets are anticipating two different types of data. One, of course, is the economic data. They already know that we're in a recession. They already know that the numbers look bad. But when they're better than bad, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not what they
expected, worse than bad,
then it's really bad. So that's part of it. And then I looked at all these analysts, and we work with a whole bunch of analysts, and we get all their data.
Yeah, I get lots of research, yeah.
And it comes our way, and the interesting part is everybody's basically saying, the market's overvalued.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, the market is overvalued. Be careful.
The market, okay.
The market. And they're referring to the stock market, and let's narrow it down more. They're narrowing it down to the S&P 500.
Right.
500 largest companies in the United States. What are they basically saying? Overvalued. Based on what is my first question? Well, based on the earnings. The earnings from the complete shutdown of the global economy?
Mm-hmm.
Those earnings? Because those are next to nothing. Is that what you... Then of course it's overvalued.
Right. But even if you looked at forward, look at the PE on a forward 12-month basis, tons of uncertainty in there.
And they're also looking back. If you took the price today...
Sure. You'd go trailing or forward,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And they're saying it's overvalued.
Right.
Okay. So what I haven't found is a report saying if this is really overvalued, That means prices need to come down or restructuring of companies. And one of the key things that's happening very quietly is the cut of dividends.
I don't know if it's been quiet. I think you might be too kind.
Here in this country,
right,
we've been hearing about
it.
But I think it's not getting that much attention as it should. And here's why I think it needs to get a lot of attention. When we go back to the financial crisis of 2008, interest rates started to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And fall so low that your retirees, people who are on fixed income or living off their savings, have been accustomed to live off the interest.
Right. So you had a GIC paying you 4, 5, 6%. That's a very different scenario than cash today paying us virtually nothing.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you're getting a GIC at less than 2% today, you're being forced in some degree to take on more risk by investing in the stock market and living off the dividend,
right,
which has been a conversation we've been complaining about for the past 10 years, you and I.
Yeah, for a long time, yeah.
The problem is now people are going to start have companies that are going to cut or actually eliminate dividends, and they've been relying upon that for income.
Right. And why would they have to cut a dividend? It's because they don't have the cash flow to support it. Right? If you turn the economy off and the business can't sell anything, it can't generate revenue, one of the things that they will look at very, very solidly, and the best example of this that we reported on was Royal Dutch Shell, who's had a dividend in place since the Second World War, was forced in this environment, at least according to their board of directors, to cut that dividend so that they can preserve that cash flow to protect the company.
Correct. Okay. And if you're going to get some money from the government, because the government just announced they're going to help large enterprises, you don't think they might put a stipulation in there saying, who are you giving this money to?
Right. Dividends, share buybacks.
We can debate about how the government does this, but that's a different conversation. The impact is many Canadians are forced to live off or have chosen to live off of dividends. And many investment strategies are based upon that.
Right.
So now they could get cut, eliminated, or you've seen a big drop in the value of those stocks and you need more money.
Right. So what's the problem with that?
You can see capital destruction.
Right. So the problem is if you needed more money because the dividend was cut or suspended, or even if it wasn't and you just overspent, you may be forced to sell some of the stocks you own in order to get the capital needed to cover it. Now, if you sell those stocks,
you get less dividends in the future.
You get less dividends. That's right.
And I like how you said overspent.
Right.
That's exactly what the problem is. The minute you put yourself to a dividend program, you are now committing yourself to living within that income, not a penny more. Not a penny more. Because the minute you go over, you have to redeem something, a sale of a share, to get more.
Right.
Okay, you and me are different in this situation. I can't live like that.
Right.
If I have a $25,000 additional expense, I want the money to do it.
Right.
Long as it doesn't run me out of cash in the future.
Yeah.
But when you're stuck on a dividend play, you're in trouble.
Right.
You're in trouble. And I think people need to look at their portfolios today and say, how am I going to handle this income strategy in the future? Because it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, the cracks will be shown right now. And I suppose that's it. Just, you know, make sure you're doing the research to the positions that you hold. What's the sustainability of that? Look at it and protect yourself as best you can if that's a strategy that you've embarked upon, right?
And test it and say, okay, the what ifs. Go through the what ifs.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think this is a quiet conversation that's happening behind the scenes because COVID, vaccine, economy, companies, financial well-being are all being addressed. No one's talking about the loss of the retirement. And then what does the government do? Here's an extra $300 if you have old age security.
Mm-hmm.
That'll save you.
One time.
That'll save you.
Right.
That's not going to save anything.
Right.
And if you're on government income supplement, here's another $200.
Right.
That's not going to save anything. You have been pushed to take on higher risk and a dividend play, and now the government in general has forced a close down of the economy. And who's going to take the biggest hit? Or who's going to take a big hit? Retirees.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, we got to have to talk about this. we got to put a strategy together to get through all of these periods. Like you said something very interesting. We've been talking about this for 10 years. This isn't a COVID story.
Correct.
Right? This is what we believe. And I often say, Faisal, that the way we do things is not the only way to do it.
Yep.
It's just the only way we do it. And we have very strong beliefs and processes around why that's the case. And we want to talk about that. We just want to educate people about why, you know, in this particular topic is important in the broader context of a retirement strategy.
And that'll be on Tuesday, May 19th, 7 p.m., live online. This is a webinar that you have to register for. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
How is COVID affecting long-term aging? What are the studies showing us? Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.